Volubilis is one of the best preserved Roman cities in North Africa, and it owes that to neglect, not care. No modern town was ever built over it. The Roman city was left in the open, quarried for its stone, but never paved over, so what stood here stayed legible. The wall that once marked the city's edge is where the walk starts. What you're looking at is the rampart the Romans built in 168-169. By inscription, the date comes from a gate, not this entry. The circuit ran about 2,600 meters, stood 5 to 7 meters high, and carried roughly 40 semicircular towers. 9 gates opened it. The entrance you used is modern. The 9 original Roman gates were at named compass points. The rampart enclosed 42 hectares. Inside that line was a city that had gotten rich on olive oil. The fertile plain you're standing in still grows olives. And the rampart itself was built when the town got rich, not when it got worried. Some archaeologists read it as a status marker as much as a defensive work. A century later, Rome judged the region indefensible. The Roman authorities withdrew around 285, but people kept living here. A Christian, then Muslim town stayed on the site for 7 centuries. In 788, Idris I, a descendant of the Prophet Muhammad, made Volubilis the seat of his new dynasty. By the time the capital moved to Fez, the city had contracted. A smaller, later rampart enclosed only about 15 hectares. From here, the path runs west into the houses, past the line of homes that gave the rich their floors.